In the East, the ultimate divine mystery is absolutely beyond personification, absolutely beyond naming, absolutely beyond categories. You cannot ask, is God merciful, just, wrathful? Does he like these people and not those? This is anthropomorphic projection of human sentiments on an ultimate mystery. But that mystery which is absolutely transcendent is the mystery of your being as well. It is completely immanent within you. And you have that saying from the Chandogya Upanishad, Tat Tvam Asi, you are it. But not the you that you name, that your friends like to talk to, that came and went, that you are holding on to, that you are protecting. That is not it. So there's a dual meditation, neti, neti, not that, not that, not anything I can name. And when you have erased everything about yourself that you cherish, that you would protect, you come to the realization of your identity with that anonymous being, which is the being of all things. And the gods, who are simply personifications for your thinking, they don't exist. Personifications of the powers of nature are personifications of those same powers, because you are a thing of nature within yourself. I remember a talk by Suzuki once where he started by contrasting the Western with the Eastern point of view with respect to God and man and society. And this is the way he started. Man against God. God against man. Man against nature. Nature against man. God against nature. Nature against God. He said, you've got these things split apart, split up. In the East, these are all phantasmagoric reflexes of that ultimate mystery which transcends all and cannot be named. But we've named our God. The aim of these Oriental religions is to experience your identity with that which is the ultimate mystery of all being. Your identity with it, not as a concept, I can deliver that to you here, but to have an experience and a realization deep within you of your identity with that divine power, and then to move and live on that. The word Buddha simply means one who has waked up to the fact that he is that divine Buddha consciousness, basically, and that his value is his power to radiate that consciousness, just as the value of a bulb is the power to radiate light, so is that our value. And what's important about the bulb isn't the glass, it's the light. And what's important about us isn't the body and the nerves, it's the light that shines through them. And when you live for that instead of for protecting the bulb, you are in Buddha consciousness. We don't have that idea. In the biblical religion, God made the world, God made man, and they're not identical. In fact, the preaching of identity is the prime heresy in this tradition of ours. When Christ said, I and the Father are one, he was crucified for that. When Halaj, 900 years later, said the same thing in Islam, I and my beloved are one, he was crucified for that. Whereas that's the whole point in the East. So what do our religions ask for us or give to us? Not the experience of identity with God, because that is the heresy. That's the mystical thing, and that's why our religions are afraid of the mystic. He comes out with this realization. In our religions, we are given a chance to relate to God, a relationship to God. And how is the relationship established? Through a certain, specific, holy society. In Judaism, God has a covenant with a certain people. How does one become a member of that group? It was defined yesterday and printed in the papers this morning. by being born of a Jewish mother, and by honoring the covenant. And nobody else is in on that. And that is the only relationship to God that God himself has initiated and cherishes. And in the Christian religion, what is it? Christ is true God and true man. That's supposed to be a miracle here. In the East, that's true of everybody. So this is incarnation number 9,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, relates us to God. Well, how do we get in relationship to Christ? Through a social order, through baptism, through membership in his church. Again, a social situation. Our whole introduction to the images, the archetypes of the soul of mythology is through these two claims of two social groups, and both of those claims have been disqualified today, and everybody knows it.